Alors, je suis Dio, l'itchy Parisien. I am here on the streets of gay Paris, and I am itchier than the proverbial Ostrogoths. My arms itch, my legs itch, even my audible little wiener itches. There is nowhere on earth like our Mademoiselle Paris, so let us be inside of her for a little while. We shall visit the world-famous Louvre, and here we find mon ami Andrew. Andrew, you have been checking out the world-famous works assembled here in the Louvre, and you are very itchy, non.
I'm scratching my undercarriage. All around the bottom and the sides.
Your thorax.
I'm observing the Mona Lisa and wondering how itchy was she? It's so hard to sit still for the painting when you just want to scratch and scratch and scratch.
She must have been so itchy.
Oh, she was a dirty girl. The filthy Italians, even dirtier than us.
We shall visit the world-famous Eiffel Tower. Here we find mon ami Ben. Ben, here we stand atop the marvel of engineering, a brave design. It makes you so proud to be La Frenchman. And also, you are very itchy, no?
I hate to do this. I know it's awful. We're all in the flow state. Yeah. We were just effortlessly creating without self-consciousness.
And you know how I love accent work.
That's right. That I've hate to give you myself a reprieve from that. Uh-huh. Two things here. Uh-huh. The first is, what proverb do the Ostrogoths figure in? Mm. What makes them proverbial?
They were real.
Yeah.
Yeah. The proverbial Ostrogoths.
Proverbs about real things.
I just don't know if I've heard real a proverb itchy that they featured in. Mm. Like that common proverb, that little nugget of wisdom about Ostrogoths.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can I just say, what an incredible pronunciation of the word tower you decided to go with. That was absolutely outstanding.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Really good. You're never really confident in your accents, and it's really good to see you flourish. So that's beautiful. And then let me close that curtain right back up.
Can I give it an itch before you?
It's probably itchy. In conclusion, c'est bon, ça va, toi, itchy, say itchy. Je suis itchy.
Just sweet, itchy. We shall visit the world famous Moulin Rouge. Here we find mon ami Lucy. Lucy, here we stand before the big windmill.
Yeah, from the Moulin Rouge.
Our cultural center. The beating heart of gay Paris. And also, you are very itchy, no?
Oui. I'm very itchy.
Now, if you're listening to this episode from the year 2025, incredible to imagine, you need to know that right now it's very topical that there's a bed bug infestation in France.
Is what?
Scribbling down in your notes.
I
itchy
wasn't
France?
There.
Funny. Non-topical.
I was gonna put something in the notes about it, but instead
it's after you've done the intro, so it doesn't really
but I didn't do directly the French itchy thing because I figured that was in the Guardian. We don't really read from the Guardian.
We don't.
No.
Because they're woke.
Yeah. They said that it's nothing to do with, like, how dirty you are, like, how gross or stinky, you know, how much you kind of don't bathe.
You eat stinky cheeses. You're smelly.
Store stinky cheeses in
your
armpits.
It's got nothing to do with any of that, and it could happen anywhere at any time.
But it hasn't. It hasn't happened. In France right now. To the French.
In
coincidence?
Paris.
Yeah. I think not.
Anyway.
Yeah, I bet if you could get an overhead view of the streets of Paris while they're running out of their bedrooms, screaming about bed bugs and itching themselves, it would look truly crazy. And one way you could get an overview of the streets of Paris is by flying over them in a balloon. It's time for Balloonly Speaking.
I just wish to clarify, I personally am itchy due to the STD.
For most people in France, it's both. This comes to us from WMAZ in Georgia, the Maz.
The Maz.
The Maz.
I'm mazzing out.
Remember when ladies would say that one? I'm having a Maz.
Yeah. Having a Maz.
Yeah. Specifically thinking of one person I know who I think still says it constantly. We all know Hannah, right? We've met Hannah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good on you, Hannah.
Yeah.
I feel like she's got a Maz pass.
I'm not going to tell ladies what they can or can't do. Also, hi, Tim. I also believe you're listening to this. Hot air balloon traveling across US in nationwide competition goes down in Johnson County.
It's a bit of a around the world in 80 days thing to do, in my opinion. Yeah.
So this this will get explained in the arc a little bit, but we just missed, as in just finished, the Aeronautique Coupe de Gordon Bennett. The Gordon Bennett Cup, which is a yearly balloon race where they start from a different destination every year worldwide, and then they see how far they can go. And so this year's one just launched at the Balloon Fest in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But there's been a few little incidents here we're going to learn about.
Can I just interject to say this is unusual to me due to my English mother and grandparents. RIP to my grandmother, who would frequently exclaim, "Gordon Bennett."
Are you serious?
What?
Who the fuck is that?
Like as an ejaculation, just Gordon Bennett.
Gordon Bennett.
Yes, and I googled Gordon Bennett thinking, why did they say that? Who the
fuck's that?
Who is? And the first result that I got was an Australian artist, I think, called Gordon Bennett. And then there was other results include Gordon Bennett phrase. And according to Wikipedia, Gordon Bennett is an English language idiomatic phrase used to express surprise, contempt, outrage, disgust, or frustration.
That doesn't explain anything to me. Why did you say Gordon Bennett?
The expression is either thought to derive from the controversial reputation of James Gordon Bennett Jr., 1841 to 1918, son of Scottish-born James Gordon Bennett Sr., founder and publisher of the New York Herald, or as a minced oath. Quote, perhaps as a euphemistic substitution for gorblimey.
I don't think that's true at all. That sounds
really
stupid. Really
used to had to do some stuff to work around swearing. Didn't
it's like when people say "shut the front door" instead of "shut the fuck up" when they're
I stubbed my Goran toe.
I think that's just cowboys couldn't articulate some sounds. I don't think they were trying to come up
Wait,
with a sound alike.
There's a historical thing for Goran.
Goran, it's just like Goran? If you've got a real mouthful of Texan accent. Or, well, Southern accent, you end up around that territory. That's not
I just thought it was because Joss Whedon was trying to be cute.
I mean,
so
he
could have sex with a lady.
Who was 18. Absolutely, that's what was happening, But also, he was just putting in cowboy talk into space because he's like, you know what's epic? Cowboys.
Cowboys in space. I'm the first one to do this.
And what if there was a ninja there as well? That'd be crazy.
Epic.
Yeah, but... what if she's a lady?
Yeah.
You weren't
expecting
that, were
you? And what if she said stuff all the time like, we're doing this now?
Yeah. Oh, I guess this is happening.
Oh, I guess this is just normal now.
Yeah.
You guys sound like big Joss Whedon fans.
We are.
Sounds like you've seen the whole catalogue.
Love
that. I had never heard the term minced oath before.
Yeah. The British will mince anything.
Yeah. And they keep putting them out earlier and earlier every year.
So then who's
this
Gordon Bennett?
It doesn't matter.
Who's hot air balloon Gordon Bennett?
Incidentally as well, there's two Gordon Bennett Cups. One is a car race and one is a hot air balloon race.
So stupid.
Or a gas balloon race? I don't know if there's a difference between those two things. They keep calling them gas balloons.
Hey, Ben, air is gas.
Air is a kind of gas?
Yeah. What is air if not gas persisting?
Mm.
Are we... So Ben...
Headline so far.
Are both of these cups named after the Gordon Bennett publisher of the New York Herald?
Didn't look into it.
God damn it.
Mostly just really... the balloon aspect of this.
Yeah, you took us all really the way to the threshold. The
yeah, so I didn't realize
walked away.
God damn it. Public safety crews in Johnson County responded to a downed hot air balloon that had been traveling from Albuquerque, New Mexico as part of a nationwide balloon race, according to a post on the Johnson County Sheriff's Office Facebook page.
It's so funny, the balloon racing, to me, because how do they go faster?
Yeah.
Get one of those battery-operated fans that you hold in your hand for hot summer times and you point it the other way from where you want to go.
Like if you're like 1% faster than the rest, then... That'll just accumulate. You got to go being like
just shave your legs and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
So it, yeah, I mean, no, legs. You want more drag. You want to do the opposite of shaving your legs because you want your body to catch as much wind as possible.
Oh yeah, you want a
hot air balloon race with the Wolfman.
Yeah,
you know those people that they put in the circus.
Yeah, big old fooper if you could help it.
Wolfman disease. Wolfman disease is my co-pilot. The sheriff's office says they received a call about a hot air balloon going down in a field of pine saplings off of Killingsworth Road. According to the sheriff's office, the balloonists, as they call themselves.
We refuse to recognize the term balloonist.
That's a healthy amount of skepticism.
We've spent so long on this show talking about exactly what the people steering a balloon should or should not be called.
Passengers.
Balloonist seems fine. Yeah, just a passenger.
Yeah.
You are balloon adjacent right now.
You are being buffeted on the winds of fate. Stop pretending like you have control because you clearly don't.
Hey, steer.
Yeah.
Steer this.
Just go a little bit to the left. Little baby can't go a little bit to the left. Just rotate it. This year, the takeoff happened at the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. But the start destination of the race changes each year. During the course of the competition, the balloon pilots are not allowed to land. The sheriff's office said that no one was injured, and they brought the crew back to the roadway. On Saturday, 17 teams of hot air balloons lifted off as part of the Gordon Bennett Cup long-distance hot air balloon race, according to the Associated Press.
You'd think that landing would kind of be a bit of an impediment to winning the race.
Yes. Well, yeah. The whole point of the race is you're trying to go as far as you possibly can without ever touching the ground.
One go.
Yes.
No touching.
Oh.
Yeah, which is why speed is not really the thing
here. Is hot lava.
Right.
It's sort of your navigationable.
Endurance, yeah.
But, like, again, even if you're crazy good at reading the weather and doing all that, you can only navigate on one axis.
Yeah.
You're only going up or down. You can only do so much. You're on the same wind as well. You're starting on the same wind. So I don't know how much you can really deviate from that. So these two guys that crashed in the pine field, they were fine. But that was not the only incident. Also on Tuesday, two Polish hot air balloon pilots were injured when their balloons clipped a high voltage power line outside of Dallas. Oh,
come on.
Oopsies.
The pilots are facing burns, broken bones, and other injuries after their balloon, quote, exploded and then fell to the ground.
Ooh.
If you gave me a spec to write something about Polish balloonists,
yes,
I think it would look basically exactly like this.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And I apologize again to our Polish listeners.
You know, it's funny. I think anytime we'd say anything about any group of people, we get emails to say, you know, I'm a Polish balloonist. I'm listening from Hamburg. But no, we haven't heard from any balloonists yet.
That's true. Mm. When we were talking shit about experimental and home-built aircraft, we got pushback from experimental and home-built aircraft pilots. But the balloonists are not speaking up for themselves.
We've got very smart people with PhDs, people that work on like quantum computers and also have the Discord nickname Taking Shirt Off to Eat Lunch. No balloonists.
Yeah.
I think they're there. I think they just don't want to speak up for themselves.
Because they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I put a video in the chat that I saw this week and I just want to get you guys to weigh in on whether or not this hot air balloon guy should be tagged as having touched the ground or not.
And so this is that one of a bunch of people outside watching a balloon
nice,
come
nice
in.
Nice outdoor festival.
Yeah.
Quickly. Watching some music. One.
Hey, here comes a balloon.
Here comes a hot air balloon to basically club a bunch of you with
the
basket.
I like that it just kind of sweeps, like it's almost picking people up.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get some hop-ons. I don't have time to stop, but if you want a ride, be ready. Be at the west stage.
He very nearly collects a child there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Good and, stuff.
This is an audio medium, but there might well be a link to that video somewhere in the show notes. Maybe. The balloons are filled with, quote, hydrogen gas, which the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta called the, quote, industry standard.
I thought we stopped using that. With like
for any, you know, any particular balloon running into something explosive reason?
They're really out there using hydrogen gas. That's crazy. Yeah. The balloon is a stupid vehicle.
According to a press release from the festival, they say that one of the pilots may be released from the hospital later on Tuesday. Maybe. Nice. Despite traveling a whopping 1,382 miles, the balloonist that landed in Johnson County, who were from USA, did not manage to win the competition, according to an update posted on Tuesday. About 80 miles or so further, one of the teams from France landed outside of Savannah and had traveled 1,466 miles as of the release at around 5 p.m. on Tuesday. There were two teams left in the competition.
Still going.
Yeah. Well, no. They were still going at the time of writing this article, but we'll get to that. There's a tiny little update on that story that I'm just going to take this headline to explain what happened here. This is from KOB News in Texas. Gas balloon pilot says they crashed in Texas while avoiding gunfire. Huh. Yeah, so the Polish guys were trying to do an emergency landing because they were getting shot at.
Because they were going over Texas, and everyone in Texas was shooting their guns in the air going, yeehaw!
Yeah, I guess.
If somebody started shooting at me, my impulse would not be, I'd better get down there and have a chat to them about this.
Mm. Yeah, I should go up.
We're trying to keep the balloon in the air, personally.
Yeah, that's right. Here's another one. This is from the Jacksonville Daily News. Hot air balloon makes emergency landing in Jacksonville Wednesday. A hot air balloon was forced to make an emergency landing in Jacksonville Wednesday after traveling from New Mexico. At around noon on Wednesday, the Jacksonville Department of Public Safety's 911 center began receiving calls of a reported hot air balloon flying within the city limits, according to a news release from JPD. Camp Lejeune dispatch personnel were contacted, and it was determined the pilots were two Frenchmen participating in a national hot air balloon race known as the Gordon Bennett Cup. New Mexico.
After like 12 hours of careful examination, we have determined they are, in fact, French.
Yeah.
They had two little mustaches on their faces.
That's right. Yeah. Striped shirts.
Crashed into the city because neither of them could pull the little handle that makes the balloon go up because both need both their heads to itch their crotch.
That's right. The release said that the pilot was informed the balloon had traveled too close to restricted airspace and was required to leave the area. However,
oh God, imagine if it gets shot down by an F-15.
Oh, it's very funny preaching. You say that. However, upon departure, there was an issue with wind speed and navigation, resulting in an emergency landing at Champ's Barbershop on Lejeune Boulevard. You can't land a hot air balloon at a barbershop because that doesn't make any
sense. That's silly. That's very silly.
Don't get haircuts.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe they're in to get their mustache trimmed.
Getting it twirled.
That's right.
ran out of mustache grease.
The pilot safely landed the balloon and there were no resulting injuries, the release added. So the race is over now. The winners ended up being the French duo Eric Desselier and Benoit Havret. I don't know. A lot of French people in this race, it turns out. So they landed somewhere on the North Carolina coast with a total distance of 2,661 kilometers, which is a pretty good effort. I think they were up there for like 86 hours or something, which, you know.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, no showers up there.
Got a toilet in that thing?
I don't think they got a toilet in that thing. I think they got the astronaut gel. Oh, yeah, probably. How are they shitting, though?
Hmm.
You're not like sitting on the rim of a balloon basket.
Piercing from the sky?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that'd probably be okay.
It's basically the same thing as peeing in your backyard, in my opinion.
Totally.
Yeah, except yeah, or the, under the your world house. Is your backyard. Yeah.
Under your house.
So this is not like, basically every time this race is on, something like that happens because it's a lot of, you know, balloonists traveling over populated areas. I'm just going to give you two more incidents that have occurred in the balloon's history. On September 23rd, 1923, five competitors were killed when they were struck by lightning, six more were injured in the same storm.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fucked up.
Why is this sport so stupid yet so dangerous?
I know, it's so
there's
whimsical,
no thrills.
But there is also just like horrible consequences. Yeah.
Yeah, you could just get electrocuted.
Or something even worse could happen. Say, on September 12th, 1995, three gas balloons participating in the race entered Belarusian airspace, despite the fact that competition organizers had informed the Belarusian government about the race in May and that flight plans had been filed. An Mi-24B attack helicopter of the Belarusian Air Force shot down one balloon, killing two American citizens.
Oh, my God.
How do I not know about this?
And the Belarusian government never acknowledged or apologized for this.
Hell yeah. Oh, giving the balloonists the respect they deserve.
Yeah.
RIP also to those people.
Yes. Good Lord. Alan Franklin and John Stewart Jarvis. Good Lord.
Huh.
But hey, you know, we all make mistakes because nobody's perfect. It's time for Pobody's Nerfect.
Nobody's nerfect. No, nobody's nerfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Hey, nobody's nerfect. No.
This comes to us from the Iowa Capital Dispatch. DeMont man burned more than 1,000 tires.
Mm-hmm. How else are you meant to get rid of them?
Yeah, exactly. Can't just throw them in the ocean. That'd be horrible.
No. Throw them into the sky.
The State Department of Natural Resources has recently fined a North Central Iowa man $7,000 for a fire that burned more than 1,000 tires and a building. Brian Young of rural DeMont reported the fire to local emergency responders on February 4th, 2023, when he lost control of it, according to DNR records. Young had burned a pile of tree debris that was close to a very large pile of tires, the base of which measured about 50 feet by 50 feet. Some of that debris had been placed on top of the tire pile, DNR reported. The tires were located next to a shed that also caught fire. The acreage is about 2 miles north of DeMont.
Sorry, 50 feet by 50 feet is 15 by 15 meters. That's a big pile of tires.
I think I can see where things started to go wrong.
Yeah.
Did you want a chair or?
Oh, it's lighting a fire near the tire pile.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I can see that now. Yeah.
Which also seemed to be the same pile of things that you set on fire as well.
Yeah, they were kind of similar. They had the same stuff in them.
He's like, oh, you know, I set fire to this, but, you know, it kind of accidentally set all the tires on fire that I was trying to get rid of.
Yeah. Damn.
Whoops.
The DNR investigated the situation several days later, and Young indicated, quote, he had just had an area of trees cleared by someone who did not realize the person piled the brush on top of a pile of tires.
Oh.
Did you say don't put it on top of the pile of tires?
Yeah.
Oh, you covered my tire pile.
Yeah, my tires. Like, are they your tires?
I mean,
I need to be
property.
Able to see those tires for aesthetic reasons.
Yeah.
Quote, he also stated that he didn't know the brush pile was within 5 feet of the large pile of tires. Couldn't you just look?
Couldn't you tell by looking? It sounds large.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to... You can't always sort of notice a 15 by 15 meter pile of tires.
Mm. Not unless you're looking right at it.
And also, you're always forgetting where your 15 by 15 pile of... tires is, I think.
You'd be used to looking at them. You know, you see them every day.
You see them. That's right.
Sometimes you need to look at the things around you with the eyes of a newborn. The curiosity of a newborn.
Hey, Theo.
Can't see the tire pile for the tires.
The trees. The trees. That are on top of them.
For the trees. Theo, ask me where my gigantic pile of hundreds of used tires is.
Hey, Andrew, where's your you know that big pile of like hundreds of used tires? Where's that at these days?
Oh fuck, no idea. Can't see it currently. It's not in the room with me. Could be anywhere really. So no one could be blamed. You know.
Do you think it might be in the last place you saw it? Perhaps.
Last place you look, I often find.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yes.
Because then you stop looking.
No, that's because it's the last of the places that it could be.
Yeah.
Burning tires is prohibited by state law because it releases toxins that can pollute the air and groundwater. Tire fires can be difficult to extinguish.
I'm just writing this down.
Really?
Also, accumulating more than 500 tires without a state permit is illegal.
Really?
Oh.
You can have up to 499
tires. Yeah. Like you can just have that.
Trying to keep honest tire men down, I think.
Yeah.
Why would you need those?
Why do you have them?
Why do you have them?
Like how many? It's like the deer carcass one we did, where I think perhaps he's just accumulated them by like swapping them for good tires or what have you, and. It's just waiting for the right moment to take where it would all set on fire.
Do you think Brian Young might be a drift king? Is there any chance that he's a drift king?
You might be, yeah.
Young does not own the property, but has lived there for about 2 years, DNR records show. He said he did not know where the tires came from. Konkum Chantavisuk of...
Beats me.
Where the fuck is that?
A friend owns the property, apparently. Okay. Ultimately, there was not enough evidence to cite anyone for tire hauling violations. Like the giant...
Tire haul.
What do you mean?
What about talking tire fire?
Yeah, but if you ask who hauled all those tires here, and the answer is, then these who tires are you going to charge?
I guess so.
So that it's only... If the moving of the tires to the location is the crime, not the storing of them?
The big pile of them that set on fire.
That you know was on fire, and you've given us a number on it, but you can't get them? Damn, he did the one thing that gets rid of the evidence, just burning it illegally. Fuck, the perfect legal loophole. Ultimately, there was not enough evidence to cite anyone for tire hauling violations, said Madeline Austin, a DNR environmental specialist who investigated the incident. Quote, it was kind of a big thing, Austin said of the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 tires on fire.
Quote, and I don't know why he was burning brush in February. Kind of suspicious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe there's another crime someone can not be charged for in here.
Why are you not? I suppose because it's all dying. What's the deal with burning brush in February?
Cause well, frigid winter temperatures can make it more difficult to burn tree debris.
Oh. Huh.
So I guess because it's winter. New. Yeah. Winter over there, up there. Austin said Young was not forthcoming about the situation and did not agree with the proposed settlement offered by the DNR. So the department fined him $7,000 and ordered him to provide disposal receipts to show he had removed the remaining debris from the property. Young can appeal the decision. Okay. Yes, I burnt those tires versus no, I didn't.
I think he deliberately burnt those tires.
Yeah.
Hey, if I didn't burn them, who'd burn them? You, Judge?
It'd be really cool if I didn't have to face any consequences for this. Yeah.
You people need me. That would be the argument I would put forward in court.
When you see me, do you not simply see a twisted mirror? Am I not you? Am I not your son? Hey, if you've got a giant pile of 1,000 tires that you've accumulated from your awesome career as a sick drift king,
Yeah.
Would it not be natural to one day make some space by burning all 1,000 of those tires? It would be.
Yes.
Yes.
It's time for Nature Corner.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. We'll take a slow Nature Corner. Rob a crab, sit my dick.
This is a press release from the Idaho Department of Fish and Game. Now, I know that sometimes news outlets like ours are criticized for not doing their own reporting and simply repeating a press release as it is distributed to them. To those people, I say, try making your own news podcast.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yes.
It's so hard. You pull up the binoculars to your eyes, and lo and behold, that blurry brown object just off the side of the road appears to be an elk. Now, just to pull back the curtain for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I just want everybody listening to realize that you are being taken on a spiritual journey by the Idaho Department of Fish and Game.
Yes, right, and quite immersive. We are your guides as well.
Mm. Yeah.
It would be for the best if you perhaps closed your eyes and imagine
close your
that
eyes.
You
if you're driving you were just close your eyes. Just take a moment for yourself.
Breathe in through your mouth and out through your nose. And imagine that the breath is like a ball of energy.
Mm-hmm. And that you have been transported to Idaho. Yeah. And you are standing on or just to the side of the road. And you've bought your trusty binoculars.
You are no longer in your Subaru Liberty.
That's right.
You were no longer on the M1 doing 120.
And hey, it's not just any elk. It's a massive 6-point bull. And
fuck
you're right
yes.
there. You're right there with the Idaho Department of Fish and Game until they give you this swerve. Or so it seems.
Yeah.
Suddenly this fantasy is turning dark.
Hmm.
Am I in bloody Twin Peaks over
what
here?
Is this a freaking Twilight Zone?
Taking a shot on that suspiciously still bull might seem tempting, but it could also be a very costly mistake that causes you to lose your money and your hunting license.
What would you do? What would you do?
Yeah.
I kind of thought,
take the shot or let it slip by.
I thought, Ben, that maybe they were suggesting that by taking a shot on a suspiciously still thing that appears to be a massive 6-point bull could be a costly mistake because perhaps it is some kind of cryptid shape-shifting and assuming the form of another animal. And perhaps
you might get a $75,000 fine for doming Bigfoot.
Oh, I was thinking more. Maybe you've inadvertently taken a shot at a being that isn't harmed by like mortal or unblessed weaponry.
Oh, you're talking costly as in like the ramifications.
Yeah.
In life.
Yeah.
Like spiritual and physical
financial.
Costs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Idaho Fish and Game conservation officers deploy artificial simulated animals during hunting season to catch law-breaking hunters.
I want to be the guy that builds those.
Yeah, I want to program
them. So real.
Like, is
I want
it
to program
a mecha?
Them so they go, hot dog,
is it
yummy,
a mecha?
Yummy.
Who do you think would be in there piling it?
Two little guys.
They've synced up. They're drifting.
They're drift compatible
yeah.
to Brian pilot
Young.
The bull mech.
We got another job for Brian Young to put him on the straight and narrow. He's drift compatible.
We need to retrain some of these hot air balloonists into less dangerous occupations.
Piloting a fake bull.
Is that why all the balloonists were in pairs?
Because do you think balloonists are drift compatible?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I think if there is any form of travel that can be described as drifting, I think it is the humble hot air balloon.
Yeah, that's so true.
We're drift compatible in the sense that we get in the hot air balloon and then it just kind of goes wherever.
Yeah.
Imagine if you weren't.
If you were a balloonist listening to our show, you would be so fucking mad at the constant suggestion that there is no way
what
to
is it you
steer
do?
A hot air balloon.
What do you do? What do you do up
but
there?
But like, what do you do to pass the time? You've brought your Steam Deck with you, I guess?
Yeah. Well, podcast, you're listening to Punta Vista, obviously.
The problem is it feels so good to masturbate high up in the sky looking out over the horizon and everything, but you and the other pilot have to just, you got to go back to back. Got to kind of agree to not acknowledge the other person. So you're both done.
Absolutely suck if you didn't finish up at roughly the same time and one of you's just like,
well, that's one of the good things about drift compatibility is that you always finish up at the same time.
Oh my God. Doing a simultaneous solo hand job orgasm with your drift compatible fellow balloon co-pilot?
Now
life doesn't
heaven.
Get any better. Hey, bro, do you want to do a mutual solo JO? You know I do. We're drift compatible balloon pilots.
We're drift compatible, bro. Who else am I going to do it with? Come on. Get in the basket. Let's get out of here.
Get in the basket.
Jay. Get in the basket. You know what we're doing this Saturday. Come on. Dear, oh dear. For some reason, distracted from this story. All right, so we've got our artificial simulated animals. I'm personally picturing like the command center where like Call of Duty teenagers who've been recruited by the military pilot drones.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
the kind of thing I'm picturing.
Mm-hmm.
Commonly called ASAs, they are lifelike copies of deer, elk, and other game species that look and act like the real thing, except for at the start of the article where they clarified for us that it is suspiciously not acting like a real animal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, it's not clear to me from this press release whether or not I am still meant to be mentally and spiritually in Idaho by the side of the road.
Yeah. What if they don't reverse it by the end of the article and we're stuck?
We're stuck there.
In Idaho.
You're still driving a car with your eyes closed.
With a suspiciously still 6-point buck.
Quote, officers watch the animal and respond if someone violates the law, said Greg Wooten, Fish and Game Chief of Enforcement.
So are they just racking up shots on that thing? Like,
I'm
every
confused.
Time it goes, dong.
Yeah.
I mean,
find the do you have to actually take a shot? What I is mean, it? I, is it a robot? Is it a hologram?
I think it's a hologram. I think it's like the Tupac hologram.
Yeah.
But
I think it's the Tupac hologram.
I have not been able to find a picture of any of these. I think it's just like a stuffed deer.
Yeah,
that's all.
Does
really
it move?
What
it's just
like.
A stuffed
an ASA,
animal.
It's a simulated.
I think they mean a stuffed animal. Yeah,
like a stuffed animal. ASA.
ASA.
Is that what it is?
If you Google artificial, oh no, we have got photos of one. Here we go. Oh.
And just for the listeners, Ben, what kind of medium is this exactly?
I believe this is an audio medium.
Okay.
I've got two very proud.
What medium is the animal?
The animal's medium is taxidermy by the look of it. They have a deeply lifelike, except for the eyes, moose. This is also from the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, so apparently I've been doing this one for a while. Dropped a little image in the chat there for you. I don't think that thing moves.
No, it just looks stuffed. It doesn't seem like the best kind of trap.
Yeah, that's the best thing. That's the best thing to shoot.
Yeah, this is where I'm confused. Like, surely you should just put some of these out there and just let the hunters let off some steam.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Like some sacrificial.
It does look like a real moose.
I'm just going to say it. Surely this is entrapment.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
You're tempting people to committing a crime, and then they don't actually commit the crime, and then you catch them for it?
Oh, is it a thought crime? Is it? Is it a
crime? Oh, you were thinking about shooting a real buck.
I think if you actually shoot it, it stops being a thought crime. At
but
that point,
get,
but it's not a real. But it's a simulated deer. How can you be charged
you
for shooting a simulated
it?
Moose?
What if I'm just looking at it through my scope? Because I look at all kinds of things through my scope.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Right. And now suddenly that's illegal. That's illegal to just sort of stare at the top of my watchtower and sort of just look at all sorts of living things through my scope and just imagine like pulling the trigger.
Okay, that's everybody, top 10 things to look at through your scope.
Oh,
go.
Man, how do you start?
Property managers, real estate agents, just the regular kind, real estate agency buildings, the little shitty cars they drive around.
Stupid fucking cars.
And like a fifth thing.
What the fuck is it? How come? Why are they driving like Lamborghinis now? I hate the world. I think you should be allowed to blow them up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been toying with the idea with a new piece of merch for us that's just a very explicit death threat against real estate agents and property managers.
Mm-hmm.
Just because everything sucks right now. It's, if you're renting, it's, you know, like they've jacked up, especially in Brisbane, the rents went up by like 25% across the board. And if you try and be like...
Sort of in a cost of living crisis, a housing supply crisis, which is a thing that we just let happen apparently.
And if you tell your real estate agents that and you say, that's a crazy amount of money, they just send you a link to other properties in your area, which are also being listed by real estate agents that have also jacked up the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're
that's
all
just
doing
basically
the same
saying
thing.
Like, hey, me and my bros, we all got together and we said, hey, what if we had more money?
Yeah. We all price fixed together. All of us have done this and we're pretending
Here's
that the market is an external force that has nothing to do with that.
Gay little Lamborghini, not a cool one.
No.
One that is not cool at all.
Yeah. I need a car that sucks and I need a custom number plate that's just like property. It's like property without any of the vowels.
Yeah. I've got a rental inspection coming up and I want some shit shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to dress and sound like a cunt.
Yeah.
Can we kill him?
Can we just
that says 9/11, your real estate agent?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's easy.
Okay. Cool.
I'm sure that the actual merch people that we now talk to who are human beings that have to print the merch as opposed to the robots that were doing it previously will love that one.
It'll be fine. They'll like it.
Yeah. We'll put an emoji smiling with two thumbs up so that you know it's like pause vibes.
Yeah.
Mm.
So and then on the back, tiny font right above the shorts line, it'll say in Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
You, parody. You need the thumbs up because the last thing you want from your incitement to murder is for it to come off negative.
Yes, that's right. Positive vibes only.
What if it was Tweety Bird, but he was a gangster and he had like two Glocks each, like two Glocks?
Okay. Yeah.
He was saying 9/11, your real estate agent.
Yeah, or he was saying, you're about to hear two shots. I'm going to shoot my property manager in the head and then I'm going to shoot them in the head again to make sure that they're absolutely fucking dead. And that'd have to be in a smallish font because it's a fair number of words.
Yeah. You're only going to hear two shots, one to two shots, depending on whether the first one kills you.
Can I put on my little tinfoil conspiracy theory hat here
for
a second?
Please. I noticed that you weren't wearing it when we started. I thought something had happened.
Brain
brother,
was starting to cook from the microwave.
You're not part of the family anymore?
I'm still in the church. I think they're being deliberately vague about what these things are. Because here's the facts that I have to back this up.
Oh, do you think if they give them too much information that it might allow hunters to avoid the trap?
I think
know when they're about to be ensnared.
I think they want to engendered doubt as to whether something they see is a decoy or real. Obviously, the Idaho Department of Fish and Game doesn't have the tech to create a bunch of autonomous animatronic fake animals that are just like left out by the side of the highway.
That we know of.
Well, we don't know what they're doing underground in the laboratories of the Idaho Department of Fish and Game.
Yeah.
I think what they have is like 2 to 4 very good taxidermies, but they want hunters anytime they might illegally shoot something to think, oh, it seemed lifelike, but it could be one of those advanced Idaho Department of Fish and Game robot elk. So I think they're trying to sort of talk it up a little bit, but not specifically say how or why, because they can't do shit.
Yeah, maybe.
Just a theory.
Next time you want to catch a 6-point buck, go online. Catch one on the internet.
Yes. Or just, you know, I think they're trying to stop people from doing it Because what's the crime here that they're trying to stop is people shooting at deer from cars?
Yeah, I was about, what is the actual crime here? Are you not allowed to shoot them?
Stopping and they're like just the road?
They do list a couple of them at the bottom of the article here.
So officers watch the animal and respond if someone violates the law, said Greg Fuden. This tool is extremely important in our effort to curtail illegal activity that is otherwise undetectable. Simulated animals are used to address complaints of spotlighting, trespassing, and road hunting.
What's so is that
just pulling up in your car and shooting from
and
the road? Is that what we're talking about?
Bull?
Yeah. Yeah. I assume spotlighting is just shining a light into a deer's eyes and then getting it while it's blinded. Hmm. Pop, pop. And then trespassing is the regular crime of trespassing.
Uh-huh. Quote, this is similar to other law enforcement agencies watching an intersection based on reports of frequent instances of failing to stop at a stop sign or monitoring speed compliance using radar, Wooten said. Anyone found guilty of shooting an artificial animal may lose his or her license. The Department of Fish and Game has gone woke. face a fine of up to $1,000 and possible 6 months in jail.
Oh, shit.
Shooters will pay a $50 restitution penalty to help maintain the decoy.
All right, that's kind of why I don't think it has robot tech in there.
No,
we're patching
pull the
hole.
Bullet out. Yeah. Patch it up, $50.
Yeah.
Go on, give
plus
us your
free bullet.
Give us your patching it up money. Violations that accompany this activity include shooting from a road, trespassing, shooting from a motorized vehicle, and more. All right. All good if you're on a push bike.
Yeah, but not an e-bike.
No lime scooter hunting.
No lime scooter shootings.
Do not shoot a bull from a lime scooter.
These unlawful activities generate the highest number of complaints from other hunters and non-hunting citizens. Bizarre voice to write that in.
What's the complaint from the other hunters that they're like not being fair, that they're doing it? They're cheating.
They're cheating from road
shooting? They're cheating
by shooting?
Using, yeah. By spotlighting and stuff.
Due to the unique circumstances required to detect these violations using routine patrols, most states and Canadian provinces started using ASAs in the late 1980s.
Wow, I learned something today.
Yeah, and I hope you did too.
In my opinion, shooting a dead and stuffed animal when the actual crime is shooting a real and alive animal is a big lot of nothing. And we would report that in the Nothing to Report report.
It's the Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report report. What happened? Nothing. Shh. So you should mind your fucking business. It's the
Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report report.
From the NL Times, no sign of bed bug infestation in the Netherlands after Paris outbreak panic.
Nice.
This bed bug thing makes me feel yucky. I didn't know about bed bugs till I lived in the US. Like, I'd never really heard about them. Are they like a thing here?
You never let the bed bugs bite?
We don't really have bed bugs, do we?
They've not been a problem in my life. But yeah, I've heard like friends that live in New York be like, oh, you know what it's like? Those apartment buildings are infested with bed bugs.
Cockroaches and bed bugs.
What are you talking about?
According to the mainstream media, that is 9news.com.au, Paris is in the grips of a bed bug infestation. Yuck. But Australia was one of the first nations in the world to successfully stamp out major infestations.
Oh. We've just been living this privileged no bed bug lifestyle. I didn't even know it.
Love it. Love not getting bitten by bugs in my bed.
I thought it was just a phrase like that you said to kids.
Yeah.
Didn't know they were real.
Yeah.
So thought that bed bugs were like the Easter Bunny or the ATO. It's made up to scare people.
Apparently it's not a new situation for France where authorities have called for calm.
Oh, relax.
have one cigarette. Give yourself a little scratching. Reports of a bedbug outbreak in Paris have sparked concerns that trains and planes from France could spread the bugs across Europe. Eurostar and the NS are continuing ongoing measures to keep their train cars clean, continuing procedures that were already in place. This mainly involves telling you to fuck off if you are French. We're going to keep doing it. Let me see your passport. Despite daily direct connections between Paris and cities in the Netherlands, there appears to be no sign of infestation in the Netherlands. Both the Dutch Public Health Institute, RIVM, and the Amsterdam branch of the GGD Public Health Service told NL Times. The tiny parasitic insects are a growing cause for concern in France over recent weeks. In Paris, in particular, there were reports of bedbugs in cinemas, hotels, airports, and on trains. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
If you get them in the movies, all the places. That's all the places you can go.
Traditionally,
you go to watch like the Thin Red Line in the cinemas.
Yes.
What a delightful little insight. You took 5 seconds to think of one movie and you went for Terrence Malick's war epic, The Thin Red Line.
Well, it's a quiet and contemplative kind of
thing. It is beautiful,
thing.
Isn't it?
It's slow, you know, and you're just sitting there just reefing your shit. Just absolutely going to town.
Just talking the hell out of your itchy nuts.
I think that traditionally the cinema has been the place where you go to escape life's many ills, you know? If it's way too hot outside, where do you go?
Hey, check your bugs in at the door when you go to see the film.
Yeah. The cinema's the place where we go to get away from it all.
It's where we go in Paris to see ennui lesbians or whatever.
Yes, there it is.
Thank you.
Do you reckon that's how Pee Wee Herman was nabbed? He wasn't actually jacketed. He was just
scratching. Do you think there were bed bugs in the theater?
I mean, what kind of person jacks it in a porno theater?
Mm. Sicko, I'm there for the story. This week, the French government tried to calm growing public fears about a possible outbreak. Minister of Health and Prevention Aurélien Rousseau said there was, quote, no reason for widespread panic, and that, quote, we have not been invaded by bed bugs.
Yeah, I think they're native.
Just letting people know there has not been an invasion. That should calm everybody down.
None of these are new, by the way.
Yeah.
Eurostar trains travel from Paris to Amsterdam daily on a service known as the TARDIS, until recently. A spokesperson for Eurostar told NL Times that these bedbugs are rare, quote, because the textile surface of all of our trains is regularly and thoroughly cleaned. During this cleaning, they use hot water through an injection and extraction method. This method has been proven effective in removing bedbugs, she added. Across the entire train network of the Eurostar group, there has not been a measurable increase in bedbugs observed on the trains. Just a regular level.
So all I've got to do is like wash their shit? Is that the implication here? That you don't get bedbugs if you wash your shit?
Well, it sounds like you need some specialized upholstery cleaning.
Oh, like a wet vac or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've got a wet vac.
And who's going to wash all the Frenchmen, Theo? You?
Oh, I mean, honest day's work. Day and a half if they're on the larger side.
Since the beginning of 2023, only a few isolated cases have been recorded, the spokesperson stated. Quote, these reports are always taken seriously and our cleaning teams pay special attention to them, really getting them with a pressure washer, you know. Besides the usual cleaning, the train is disinfected on request or whenever there's any doubt, she added. Dutch health authorities are monitoring the situation, but are not yet concerned. I don't monitor stuff I'm not concerned about, personally.
Yeah, I just don't really think about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Both the RIVM and the GGD have limited themselves to providing a list of recommendations on their websites. The GGD Amsterdam informed the NL Times that they had not received more applications for the identification of bedbugs. When asked whether they were concerned that direct connections between Barry and Amsterdam could bring bedbugs to the Netherlands, a spokesperson said there was, quote, no reason, end quote, to be concerned. Nope. Now, that's practicing just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Which I like.
What would you even ask? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Despite several reports about bedbugs in French public transport services having surfaced on social media, investigations have found no confirmed cases, asserted French Transport Minister Clément Buen. Quote, there's no sudden surge of bedbugs, he said on Wednesday, as reported by Le Monde.
I like how they all say that it's not there's no bedbugs. Yeah. It's just that there's the regular level there's of bedbugs. There's a normal rate.
Exactly the same, going directly upwards.
My goodness.
I think that
was technically an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us behind the paywall. We love to have you.
If you've got bed bugs, please write in. I want to know about them.
If you are a balloon pilot or you have bed bugs, let us know. We got a couple of letters last week in response to our usual sort of like, it's weird how many coincidences we have for people being in the area of news stories we report and stuff like that. Oh, and when we said we didn't have any German listeners, we immediately had two German listeners write in and say, hello.
Hello.
Very nice. Hello. But like,
I am, how you say, German?
We got a...
still French?
That incredible story we did about the duck walking into the bar.
Is this the setup for a joke?
We got an email from someone being like, oh yeah, my friend owns that bar. It's fucking amazing. It's truly phenomenal. So this week, balloon pilots and bed bugs havers.
And if you've got both, I will give you $50.
Done.
That's the Bunta Vista promise.
Don't just like, if you've already got bed bugs, don't go out and get your balloon pilot's license. Yeah. And if you're a balloon pilot, just go out.
You probably already have bed bugs.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're French, so statistically. That's it. Stay safe out there. We'll see you next week.
Bye.